Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry this morning. Thank you very much for letting me be part of your busy day. The toll-free number is 888-455-1360. Okay, so let's talk about, we're going to ease into the issue of race and poverty and all that kind of fun stuff as we prepare to talk about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, you and I have traveled, and you know that sometimes in other places there are neighborhoods that you do not feel comfortable in. Now, whether or not that's a legitimate concern or whether that's your preconceived notion, doesn't matter. You're traveling, you take the wrong off-ramp or you make a wrong turn in the city, and the next thing you know, you don't fit in. And you would really rather not be there. So if there was an app for your phone, and let's face it, in today's society and today's technology, a lot of us rely on our map and the GPS on our phones to help us get to and fro. So if there was an app on your phone that said, hey, by the way, you're traveling to this, you're traveling to Washington, D.C., and so you may want to avoid an area there up in northwest D.C. called Petworth. We're going to deem that to be, quote, unquote, a sketchy part of town. Now, if you're an inhabitant of that part of town, okay, I can understand why you might take a little bit of offense at that and go, what do you mean it's sketchy? I mean, okay, I live here. What's wrong with it? Is it racist? Or is it simply common sense? Well, the app is called Sketch Factor. It's spelled just like it sounds, Sketch Factor. And you would think that with the politically correct environment we live in, that just the mere mention of this would cause a bit of an uproar. And people, oh, that's racist, and it shouldn't be done. You know, you could think that it would get its own amount of publicity just on the name alone. It got a little boost. A local news group up in the Washington, D.C. area decided, yeah, this actually could be a little bit of an interesting thing. Could be sketchy, no pun intended. Could be conceived as a bad thing. So I tell you what, let's send a news crew out. Let's find a sketchy part of town, and we'll do a report there. News team from D.C. was doing the story on the app. They sent a reporter into an area called Petworth. The reporter was interviewing people, asking them how they felt about the whole thing. Were they upset? Were they, were they offended? That type of thing. And as the reporter is interviewing people, just a few feet away from their station van, yes, the van got broken into and robbed. Thieves got some equipment, an iPad, iPhone, some clothes, and more from the reporter, an intern, and the cameraman. The intern used the app on his phone, Find My Phone feature, tracked down where the thieves had gone with the stuff. The news crew tracked it to a dumpster where they found some of the stuff, but thousands of dollars worth of gear still missing. Okay. Now, is it racist or is it real? Is it a good bit of advice or does it cause racial divide? My feeling on this is it's not the technology that is the problem, just like it's not the gun that is a problem. It's the person that uses it. That's where the problem comes in. Software is not, this particular program, this is not racist. It doesn't say, hey, white guy, you want to avoid the black neighborhood. It doesn't say, hey, black guy, you want to avoid this neighborhood. You punch in the criteria, and it tells you what parts of town are sketchy according to what you put in. So it's the user that could be the racist, not the software. So the question comes in, and the reason I bring this up is, here we go, right into Ferguson, Missouri. what's going on now is clearly an issue of racial tension. There are a group of people that are using this circumstance for their own purposes. Now, on my my program, The Morning Show, I've gone off on this quite a bit. And so if this is repetitive to you and you're listening, I apologize, but it bears repeating. I can understand why the community in Ferguson is upset about the white officer shooting a black teenager. Now, keep in mind, the media is portraying this young man as just that, just exactly what I just said, a young man, young black man, unarmed. So you might be thinking a mental image that is completely different from the truth. The victim, the one that was shot, is well over 6 feet tall, weighing in at about 300 pounds. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's a full-grown man. That's a big man, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't want to go off too much on that tangent. The black community is upset because the perception is that the young man was shot and killed unnecessarily. The white community, okay, if I may be so divisive, is saying the officer was hit. There's some reports that say that he received facial damage. He was attacked. He was hit. And that he felt in this scuffle that he was in danger of physical harm, maybe even losing his life, and defended himself. Because it's a white officer and a black defendant, black victim, I can understand why there is some racial undertones to it. And I can understand why the community came together to say, we don't feel this is right. We would like an investigation. We want to know the truth as to what happened. But there are those that are in with the protesters that have no business being there. They're not concerned about justice. They're not concerned that perhaps there was police overreach of authority. They're not concerned that perhaps this young man was threatening the police officer and the officer was defending himself. They're not concerned at all with anything of the real issues of what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. You know what they're interested in? Themselves. They're interested in the opportunity to cause problems. They're interested in the opportunity to rage against anyone or anything that they see stands in the way of what they want. These are the ones that are throwing Molotov cocktails at the police. These are the ones that are looting. These are the ones that are rioting and causing the problem. They don't care about justice on either side. They care about themselves and themselves only. I bring to you an example of this, all right? These individuals that are in the crowd raising the problems, causing the problems, some of them, up to 25% of them, aren't even from the community. They're not even from the area. They are there to, A, take advantage of the looting, to steal, to cause problems. And there are some that are there to take advantage of the civil unrest. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But the issue of the actual incident itself, there are a lot of people coming forward. The last I read just before going on the air with this program is that over a dozen witnesses are coming forward and corroborating the story that was given by the police, that the police officer was threatened, that the police officer was in danger, and that the black youth that was shot and killed was a threat, that he was charging at the police. We're going to get into a little bit more because the governor of Missouri has come out and made a statement that I believe is a mistake. We're going to go into a little bit more detail when we come back from a break. But the question is here, when you have individuals that are, and I'm talking about the protesters, and I'm going to pick on them. When you have protesters that are yelling for justice for, and they give a name, are they looking for justice as in justice, finding out the truth of the circumstance and making sure that those that are responsible for the problem and the death are held accountable, no matter who they are? Or are they only looking to persecute the white police officer? We're going to take another break. When we come back, let's delve into this, and I'll go into the statement that the governor of Missouri issued. He's not helping things at all. The phone number, 888-455-1360. We'll be right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.